And then he showed back up.
Welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. How you doing out there under this heat dome? You know they've given this heat a name and they call it heat dome. How you doing out there? Well, stay, what they call, irrigated, stay watered down, stay out of the sun, put on your shade hat, and take it slow today, okay? Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. I'm live right now on www.wgh1071.com. I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. And all you have to do is download that TuneIn app on any electronic device. And in your search bar, please type in WWGH. And you will have all of our talk show radio programs on that TuneIn app. I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are one of my faithful listeners and supporters, hi, thank you, and happy 4th of July and happy holiday. Hoorah. I do have a few other people that support this show and have supported this show for many, many years, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street.
There you go.
And that telephone number is 740. I don't even know if I can remember. I don't have my paper.
That's all right.
So help me.
Just tell them where it is again.
And then I do have Logos Christian Ministries, and that is located at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Don't know that telephone number either, but you can also... You can also find it on www.logoschristianministries.com. They do have an ongoing announcement. They do fresh produce every third Saturday of every month.
Man, look at you go.
And the next will take place July 18th.
Oh, there you go.
July 18th. Oh, I left all my sheets in my car.
Oh, I thought you was going to say something else.
my sheets with all my information on them. Oh, okay. I rely on them every time I'm
like,
on.
Don't seem like you know them.
I do know some.
You do know something.
Yeah. Don't forget, we have a prayer line going, and we're praying for one another. We're praying for our country, our nation, our presidents, everybody who is in control over us. We're praying for our city and our state governments. We're praying for one another, people who are sick, people who may have, a bad marriage. We'll pray for them. Maybe they lost a home or a car, you know. And I thought so bad for those 16 children that they found a couple of days ago in that house, 16 of them. And the oldest was 18, and he had to go to the court in a wheelchair. And it makes you wonder, oh my gosh, what are people doing with 16 children in a 12 by 12 room? All of them was in there. You know, and they said that woman had three sets of twins. And it was her, her father, her mother, and I guess her husband. So let us pray for our nation, our country. Let's pray for people with mental issues. Alzheimer's and all kind of stuff that's going on. We must pray for these things, and that we may be a help to one another. But, you know, God answers prayers, so don't forget to do that, okay? Now, I don't have my announcements with me, so bear with me one moment.
What are you going to do, Thaler, today?
Yeah. I have my sister here with me today. I told you all she was coming, and she's here.
Hello, everyone.
You know, we were saying happy birthday to you. We sang and all that. Oh, yeah, we did. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And she is here today. And also is Willie Harris, tap one. Don't forget him.
Yo, yo. Let me get my mic. Girl, what are you still talking about? You got to get.
My mic fell off. I can't
hear
y'all.
For one thing, you need to take your headphones from around your mic. You're all bound up there.
Oh, okay. That's what's going on. That was being in a hurry.
And that means the mic is too close.
There we go. But yeah. I got to be able to hear y'all. Make sure y'all...
We good.
We good.
Yeah. As long as you don't hear that screeching, you're good.
Okay, hold on, hold on.
Thought of the day.
Yeah, we do. And it's a good one, too.
Oh, that's what they always say. It's going to be good.
Okay. Hold on, people.
You want to do like Pastor Jennings do?
Who's that?
The guy that be on the EB telling them, he's not read. And then when they read, he'll come right behind and repeat it.
Yeah,
I can't stand it. Seriously.
He got a lot to say, though.
Man.
You know him, Nita?
He said the Bible says. Mm-hmm. He didn't read. And they be like, and it says, he's going to, and it says, in January, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, he don't be wrong too much, though. He be, that's the day to get me. He be on the money most of the time. Mm-hmm. There's some things I just don't like to agree with him on, you know, just to be different, but he be on the money.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
One of the thoughts we should have for the day is know where thy stuff is when thy started. With the thought of the day. You still looking for the thought? You want me to give you one?
Thoughts? I saw one earlier last night that I thought I would read, but...
Uh-oh.
I can't find it.
It wasn't about heat, was it?
Oh!
There you go.
Think fast
and get out the heat.
That wasn't one, but hey, that resonates with me right now. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah.
Whatever I do, when all is said and done, I do for or to myself. Perhaps I should think before I perform actions, because after the seed of action is sown, I have to reap the fruit. Moreover, I do not receive only one fruit from every seed sown. I often get a whole crop, good or bad, according to the action or seed. Now that is a very positive thought for today. You what be always over go, we're going to reap. Mm-hmm. So try your best to reap. I mean, it's so good harvest, because you may get a whole bunch, a bountiful return. But if you're planting bad harvest, then you're going to get a whole bunch of bad back. So let us be mindful of those things. Now, if that thought doesn't resonate with you, please share that with someone else that you know who may be getting a whole bunch of bad seed back and don't realize what's going on.
They're getting seed back.
Yeah,
okay.
Bad seed back.
That's like, you know, bad seed back. Like bad feedback.
Yeah, okay.
I got you.
All right. I hope you got me too out there.
Well,
share that thought with someone else.
You might want to tell people what reaping and sowing is, because everybody don't know those terms.
Well, reaping is, I mean, sowing is what you plant, like words. Words have power. Words
seeds.
Grow.
Seeds.
And they're seeds.
Yeah.
It's not like you're actually digging up ground and planting them in there, but they have their own ground, which is air, and they are carried throughout the air. And don't forget that, you know, Satan is the prince of the air. He carry a lot of lies too, and make sure they get to where they're going. And you be wondering, how did they hear what I said anyway? He carried to somebody else, or you may have told somebody else and said, "Don't tell nobody I told you this." And
oh, I keep it a secret.
Can you keep a secret?
Oh yeah, for a second.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then after, I'm gonna tell somebody.
See what I mean? Somebody,
and then gonna add something to it.
See what I mean? And they gonna tell somebody to add something to it too.
And by the time they get back to you,
it's gonna come right back to you. And you're like, doggone it.
And that's how that works.
Though. Yeah, I could have kept that. Should have kept that to myself.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that Korea. I tell you, boy, get on her all the time. My baby.
Well, you know, that's just to jump over into something real quick. That's what's wrong with the administration we're working with now. They're getting caught with all the seeds they done sowed. And now they don't want to reap none of the harvest. But you got it coming, baby.
Yeah, you do.
You got it coming.
You can't get away from that.
And Clarence done sit up there. Boy, I'll tell you the truth. Clarence Thomas, did you see him?
No.
The way he just sat up there and told them that he thinks that it's against regular folks. And I'm paraphrasing. That if you vote to where you can have citizen rights or birthrights, he's sitting up there telling me, I don't think that they should do that with his... Boy, I want to cuss so bad. That peanut butter spread and jelly bean eating outside celery head.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I want you all to know this is a unique show we're going to be having today. So, you know, you can join in, you can call in if you're excited. And yes, it's somewhat.
It never totally is when we do it together.
Yeah, I mean, it's always different, but it's going to be exciting. If you want to call in, join in. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. We're just going to have a good time. It's holiday time. My sister's home. Her granddaughter. What's your name, babe? Tell us your name.
Samani.
Okay. And where you come from?
Samani.
Okay. So where are you visiting from, Samani?
Where you live?
Where you live?
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay. Georgia. Mm-hmm. On my mind. Yeah.
We out in the country of Georgia, too.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have all that city traffic and everything like
that's
that.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
We can't forget Isaiah over there. Willa Harris Tap 1, son.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah,
that is Ike on the 808, baby.
You had to come over here and share the mic with your dad.
Ike on the drag
that chair
record,
over.
He recording.
You recording?
Yeah.
If you have something to say, don't forget, come on up here.
I got you.
All right.
Yeah, we can't just go by a regular name. Ike on the 808.
Yeah, I was supposed to be under disguise, too, but I forgot to tell her.
Oh. You can still tell us.
I forgot to give him my name.
You can still.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess we all is.
I'm just a sister. That's good enough.
Well, yeah, sister.
Yeah.
Anita.
Now she said.
Yes, she did. She did. Anita.
That's my sister.
And her name is
Simberl.
What'd you say your name was again?
Jumanji.
I just showed them that movie not too long ago, too. Jumanji.
Yeah.
That's a crazy movie there.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I got
Robin Hood.
Robin Williams. Is it Williams? Yeah, Robin Williams.
That really happened, you know.
Because The Rock did the second one.
Yes.
That really happened, too. That was real.
That was crazy, though.
Yeah. You know, when I first saw The Men in Black, and they went to those tabloids and looked at them. He said, man, this is the real truth right here. So I'm just telling you, all them rumors, they real. What are you looking for?
I want to give a shout out to my girls that we went on our trip to Savannah.
Well, y'all had a retreat?
It wasn't a retreat. Just a getaway, celebrating our birthdays.
Same thing.
It just went away.
Didn't nobody drink, did they?
Yeah, we did a lot.
Uh-oh, okay.
But I want to shout out to my golden girls. I can't wait till we have our next trip. So we plan to go to Tennessee next year.
Okay.
Where at
Tennessee? Oh, wherever the cruise ship is. I mean, the little river boat thing. Because one, I'm scared of planes and boats. But she'll take that little thing, but she don't want to do a lot of water.
Oh, yeah, so, man. So. We can really go on another one September.
Mm. Where are you going?
We're going to Bermuda.
Oh, okay.
But it's just to Bermuda, though. So I think it's like 8-9 hours to get there on the sea.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you went to Italy, last year?
We went to Italy and Turkey I can't even think of the other places. We went about 5 different spots.
That was nice.
But you know what? I didn't go live because the you know, with the internet, because man, the internet was kind of crazy and funky though. But other than that, it was cool. So we had that huge ship, but the ship that we had, they ended up having one that was bigger than that one. Mm-hmm. Man, that thing was huge, man. It was like 20 stories and
wow.
That's a lot of ship, man.
That is. It's set up in that water.
Yeah.
So
well,
there's a lot of water, hold a lot of weight.
And you know, you be going through things on that water and don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard people talking about stuff when they didn't like, dang, y'all missed it. Did y'all see what you think about the storm we had? I'm like, well, hold up now. What storm you talking about? The old folks, man, we were asleep. Shoot, we like Jesus. We down in the bottom of the boat sleep. Like, Jesus, you got it. That's right.
Now, we had it when we went on the cruise. And the waves was hitting up against the boat because I was down.
I said,
I had to go see. I said, let me look. You know how we do. Let's see where the storm at. What's coming with it?
I tried to tell the other group of folks. I said, anytime you see us and we're in a spot and you see us get up and run, you better get up and run with us.
That's right.
Or we're trying to run from some trouble. Y'all up there just sliding up. Because what happened if people got caught on the deck?
Uh-huh.
And the captain probably told them to stay in there. And they, but you know how some people here, they got to go film something.
Yeah.
Man, stuff was flowing all over the place.
Oh, Lord. See, I don't want to be caught out there
like
that.
Yeah, they was on the deck and stuff was just. And some of them people got hurt, too, man. Got their legs broke and stuff.
Yeah, when you panic, you better believe.
No, because the tables and stuff was moving.
Oh, my.
Because the ship was rocking and stuff. You know?
Oh, my.
And the captain's like, we still can do it. Yeah. I'm like, Captain, slow down.
He ain't got no choice but to keep doing it.
We can still do it. Straight go ahead. Whatever.
Riding waves. Because the boat was going, the waves. I'm like, ooh, let me see what's happening out here.
It'd be rough, man. You just don't.
All that water, I guess it would be
and
rough.
So we're going to go on. This ship we're going to go on this time is a much, much smaller ship. It's not even about a third time it's bigger. Them other ships, man, they like 3 football fields long,
yeah.
Man.
Wow.
That's a lot.
You think about a football field. It's
that's
3 of them.
That's a city on a ship. Yeah, that's a city.
Then you
on
got
ship.
About 10,000 people.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of food and. A lot of other stuff too.
A lot of
yeah.
people done sued them for getting too drunk. You know that, right? They serve. They get the.
They'll put
tickets.
You off though. Now if you act the fool.
Yeah.
Oh, they pull in. They pull in somewhere, boy. Even if they have to call the helicopter to come get you.
You know that one guy
they
died.
They got it.
Alcohol poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I try to tell
you
mom.
You got to learn your limit.
I got it. They ain't got one.
Right here.
You see people,
one.
Man,
they just be
on there. They be sloppy drunk, some people. But, yeah. You know, some people be drunk before they get there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And, but I'm going. Telling you, man, they be handling folks, man. They be like, look, you got to go. And they'll drop you off anywhere. You be in another. I'm serious, man. They'll drop you off in another country. That's right. You get back the best way you can.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you there can't speak no language. Ain't got no money. And then you see your ship get going on down. People waving. Sayonara. Or sorry, you fool. Should have kept your mind. That's just like people that get on there and try to vape and smoke. And
yeah.
They tell you, man. They got detectives. Detections everywhere, mm-hmm. You know, and that thing is sensitive. As soon as you light up anything, they come right to your room. Not, mm-hmm. Come on. And the next port they get to, they take you off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
They don't care. We'll kick you and throw your stuff out the window.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy, they don't care. They treat you. They treat you rough once they done caught you and you're a criminal. You come out better stealing.
Most times, yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And they got man, people don't know, they got morgues on the ship. Mm-hmm. People don't understand that. And they got jailhouses. They got
yeah, right?
They
yeah.
Got,
yeah.
I done seen them move people.
Oh my.
They smooth with it though. You know.
Mm-hmm. I guess they have
do
to
it
be.
They do it in like, you know, at times when they don't think people are up. You know. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they be moving, man. But you think you got 8,000-9,000 people, and you out to sea for 8-10 days, yeah, somebody
yeah.
gonna die.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody ain't gonna make it.
Mm-hmm. Say so they got the refrigerator downstairs.
Yeah, they just put you right in there. How you stack them. And then with the rest of the meat.
Oh, my God.
I'm don't serious, man.
The rest of the meat, I hope it's separate. I hope it's separate.
No, I'm telling you, man.
Like, be nice.
I was down there. No, I didn't see that. I'm just kidding.
Well, hopefully, if they do get one.
But have you ever been to, like, a hospice? They do the same thing there. Mm. They bring people in the front door and they take them out the back. You never see them take them out. All you ever see is this, the different vehicles that they use. Uh-huh. That's closed in. That's leaving. You don't know what's in there or what it is. Mm-hmm. Until you see them pushing somebody in. That's where they've been. That's how they've been getting people out of here.
Wow. That's something.
It is, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
It is something.
We got a funeral tomorrow, but we ain't going to go because it's in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
My ex-wife, her sister passed, man. Mm-hmm. She had cancer.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
She suffered for about 3 years, but she finally told him, she said, man, Jesus is coming to get me. I got to go. They was like, can you hold on? She said,
I know that's right.
Jesus said.
Too late now, right?
And she planned that. I'm going to tell you something, man. She planned that out almost to the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was waiting on
it. She said, look, I'm waiting on a couple more people to get here. And when they get here, she said, Jesus is going to come and I'm going to be done.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That's how it worked.
That's how Mother Hatch was. She said, I'm just waiting on the Lord to come by and pick me up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She said, he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't eat or anything.
Those places are interesting, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It is very interesting from life to death. Mm-hmm. Even
she did her hospice at home too, which was kind of interesting. At first, they didn't want her to because the kids was a little We don't want to see our mom die like that, but I understand.
Spend that time, though.
I understand that, but she did give them a couple of weeks of talking to her and planning stuff, and
right,
reconciling
right.
and all that sort of thing. But all the kids are grown. They're all well. They're all either 18 or I think the youngest one might be 17.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That's the same thing mom said. I don't want y'all arguing over none of my stuff when I'm gone. She so told us. Mm-hmm. I be arguing, fighting over none of my stuff.
Well, you can do like Julius Erving did. He said, man, my son ain't going to get nothing. His son just walking on around. And mm-hmm. All these.
Yeah.
Jeez, I can't say but so much on the phone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he done. He spent. He lose $25 million.
Who?
Magic Johnson's son.
Magic Johnson's son.
Oh, he is.
You're
talking
about
the one that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, in the head. And then he's going to tell him, all that money you have, you're worried about $25 million. You got over $3 billion. And so he wrote a check by his name. Then he said later on, he told me, he said, I can't wait until y'all die because that's when I'm gonna really start partying. Man, that boy, he said.
He
said he went down there that day and changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
He said he gave it all to the cancer for AIDS.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's what he initially came out of.
I remember that, yeah. He was the first person I think
the
we
healthiest
heard of
AIDS
that, yeah.
Person, you know, I don't think.
Right, he came
money
through
can
that.
Take care of me. Money can buy you a whole lot of stuff.
That is true.
Look at the president.
Well, Jesus
He's
said
still
that,
here.
He said it's the answer to all things.
Which one?
All
Trump.
Of them.
Oh. You know, Trump had COVID. COVID. Remember when he had COVID? And they gave him that treatment for COVID?
Now, you know, I heard them talking
about that. When his first, his first.
I heard
COVID.
Them talking about that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember something about that.
And then it was an experiment drug that he had them, that he got permission to use.
That everybody else can't use.
That nobody else could use but him.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Yeah, I know money talk. Mommy used to tell us that. Mm-hmm. Money talk.
BS walk.
Mm-hmm.
How we go.
Okay, Samani, what are you hoping to accomplish on your vacation?
What you gonna do?
Learn to talk.
See? Yeah, that too. Who you wanna see?
Santa Claus.
I wanna see
your cousin.
I wanna see Layla, Bree.
And what else?
Auntie Monica.
Oh, she ain't coming. She ain't gonna be here. It's just her Bree's dad.
I was about to say his name.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So how'd y'all get here?
We took the bus this time. I need to relax. So I let everybody else do the driving. Because I had to drive Savannah back. Just Greyhound. Never do it again. They ain't got no bus station in Columbus. They let me off on the street.
Girl, let you know right there. At
they ain't got one in Columbus either.
No. It's a regular bus stop.
Regular bus stop.
Oh my.
Let me out.
And we
street.
Went down there. His lady came in and it was raining and sleeting. Snowing down.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. I mean, that was when we, last winter when we had the stuff jump out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We went down there, man, slip sliding all the way down there, man. And it was crazy, man. I mean,
yeah,
it's got
regular
people.
Bus stop.
There's a regular bus stop with just like the little, the thing, city bus stop.
Yep.
I didn't even know that.
Yep.
They ain't got
I
no.
knew they wouldn't have one here. They
and
have
the
one in Mount Gilead, I guess.
The dumb thing is, the bus passes right by 23.
Yep, sure
and
does.
They used to go to Myers and pick people up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They stopped doing that.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and I don't understand money.
Mount Gilead.
Money.
I think they have it, which would be straight down the street from Myers.
Well, no, it said nothing about Mount Gilead.
It didn't?
Because they left from there going to Detroit.
Oh.
Yeah, it's headed to Detroit. I don't know if it stops at Mount Gilead or not, but I know they dropped me off in Columbus. Getting back on.
And they pretty much, when they drop you off,
that's it. They ain't saying nothing.
They come out and get your luggage. Throw your luggage out.
I had to go around on this side. I was
like, hey, where? And you can't, ain't no sense in that, no question.
No.
And we don't know nothing.
Close by.
Yeah, it was a good thing she would.
They ain't told her nothing.
Yeah, I was out there in the street getting my luggage off.
Yeah, they don't care.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, me didn't eat. I saw it said bus station or something over there, but we didn't turn that way. We turned away from
it. We did the same thing. Yeah. When we drove up, I said, Cody, they can't be talking about down there. Mm. And we rode all the way around looking for a building. And the GPS kept taking us back to the same spot. So when we finally went there, there were his people, man. They were sitting out there waiting.
Oh, wow.
And they'd been waiting out there for about 30 minutes or so.
Wow.
It's yeah, they cold. Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, traveling getting ready to get crazy anyways.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, man. It's just...
That's crazy. That's how I couldn't believe it. I said, they done put me off in the street. I never rode the Greyhound, been put off. I might as well have rode the Megabus, and I think that's what I'll do next time.
You come out cheaper?
That's terrible.
Yeah, because I paid almost $400 to ride on that bus.
Then the bathroom be working?
I had to pay for my seat.
They do the same thing?
Almost $400 to ride this Greyhound bus?
This is one way. I ain't even got a return ticket yet.
Mm-hmm. Nita. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. You might as well have a flu then, huh?
No, this is for the two of us.
Okay, for the two.
Yeah, if I had a flu, $1,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's too much for a holiday.
For an hour flight?
Right.
Down, I told him, y'all keep that seat. I don't want it. $500, you get it.
Yeah, well, I understand, but the convenience, man. Because you riding on that bus, what, 10 hours?
16.
16, no, sir.
Yeah, 16.
I got to rob somebody. Everybody ain't woke. Hey, what happened to my... I'm just asleep. And they wake up.
Yeah, you feel like it'll push somebody out of
seat. I know, man. Then, like I said, the bathrooms don't be working on some of the time. And you stuck in there and everything. And people be still doing what they got to do on themselves.
Yeah.
And they be in the back. I'm like, man, come on. I don't know, man. And maybe over the years, God has blessed me to the point to where I've always had my own transportation.
Things. My air conditioner broke on my car. That's why I didn't drive down. So and then my daughter uses my car, too. But I told her, shoot, I was coming out of Washington, Georgia. It started raining, thunder, and lightning down there on that backcountry road.
What county are you in?
Wilkes County. So well, I'm down there trying to do Washington. All this driving. I think when I hit some water, it knocked something loose underneath there with my air conditioning system or something. Mm.
Yeah.
I saw lightning. It was like a movie screen in front of me.
It was your car?
No, in front of my car while I was driving, the lightning came across the street. It was like it looked like a TV screen. It was a blue wave in it and a red wave in it. I said, oh Lord, I got to get home.
Oh my goodness.
Get me to the highway.
I must move over because, like to me, you done made the Lord mad. He's throwing all that stuff at you.
Like, I mean, it was like I seen the red flash. Hit something over there. I'm just trying to get out of this country road because there's nowhere to pull over. You don't one lane this way, one lane that way. And I'm just trying to get through there. It's getting darker and darker because I look
and
like
you think about back in the day, people used to ride horses.
I can't believe it.
You know,
there's some water over there.
Yeah, drink some water. Okay. I'm like, dang.
So you just out of the blue just stayed the water.
I just seen it. Okay. I was looking if there's some extra. So there you go.
Okay.
Isaiah, you too.
Okay, there's some water over there.
So, yeah, but that was an experience.
We couldn't see that.
I didn't either to just now.
And you got one in your hand.
She got it in her car.
That's the same stuff.
It sure is.
Yeah, because she gave me one
it's
in her car.
It's still good,
y'all drinking, contraband.
So you got it out of the car. It ain't hot, is it?
No.
Okay, good. I was going to say, because
it's... It's too hot.
That's this is the real water right here. See, this even say real water.
That it don't may even not say, be that hot saying, because it's air conditioned in here, so okay. It might not be that hot.
You know, ain't no sense in us
talking. I'll be cold over here because
it's right
over there. Yeah, I'll be cold, my feet and all that. So
what's the best thing they got at the fair this year?
I don't know.
I'm going to be doing a little jamboree.
I got one thing to say before you go there.
Yeah.
You did not come to our event last Saturday.
Last Saturday?
At Martin Luther King Park.
Yes, I did.
You was there?
Yeah.
When?
Who did a thing? Oh, okay.
Vicky Floyd was there playing.
Well, I went to the Marion Matters.
And I know you was at that one.
Well,
then
that's the only one they told me to come to. I got to do what my white folks say. They didn't tell me to go to that one. They said, come to Marion Matters, and that's where I went to. Ain't going to be getting in trouble messing with you, Miss Linda. I'm just going to tell you now.
Oh, my goodness.
No, what was it that y'all did?
We had our Mary and Black Joy Summerfest at Martin Luther King Park.
I didn't know that. Where was that advertised at? Because I didn't see
it. I advertised it here, even on the show. I did.
Well, you probably
y'all
did.
Y'all some flyers out.
We had flyers out. We had banners out.
They probably did.
I had a big street banner up on Main Street.
Oh. I didn't know where that
up
was.
Up there. Main Street?
No. I saw the banner.
Did you? Okay.
But I didn't know what they were talking about.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry I missed that, because that should have been pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was packed out there.
Cool.
It was.
Good thing you did it then and not this summer. This Friday. This
Saturday.
Right,
and it was hot enough then. Mm. Oh, my gosh, it was hot.
Yeah, I really like that little area over there, man. It's nice and cool over there, how they got it set up as far as the breeze and stuff. But, I mean, yeah, it do get hot over there, but it's still nice in there.
It was nice, though. Yeah, it really was.
Did y'all barbecue or that brought the food in?
Oh, we had food trucks.
Y'all had food trucks. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
The kids had 12
I thought maybe y'all didn't. Did you get the same food truck they had down in D.C. for what Trump had?
I doubt it.
They didn't
what
have
did
none.
He have?
None.
Oh, he had all them people down there and then
well,
the food?
Well, what people? There's only 200 people down there.
Really? Ooh.
That's all they got down there. They said maybe about 3 dozen people showed up. Mm. And then they started making people come down. People that work in in certain areas. Mm. Y'all go to the fair, you know. No, they didn't have no trucks, no vendors because people pulled out.
Wow.
Because they knew what it was about.
I did hear him say you have to respect the president. I did hear that on YouTube. You have to respect the president.
Respect him how and for what?
Well, I was always taught if you want respect, you have to earn it.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. For what? Respect.
That's
for
what?
What
I always learned and taught.
He got blonde hair. He don't need, you don't, that's not how you respect him. You got to respect him through his hair. Because that's what he spends most of his time protecting.
Listen, he loses a lot of that.
Well, he ain't never had none.
How do you do that? Respect him through his hair?
I don't know. But that's what he talks about. Well, he don't say it, but you know, it's that he spent a lot of time with that hair, boy.
Yeah, his hair and his makeup. All that brown stuff.
But you know what I know and what y'all know, which is so wonderful.
What's that?
We know that a change is going to come.
That's right.
Amen.
And we know all this nonsense that he's doing is going to get reversed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, did y'all see what the was he a major or colonel? Okay, I don't know which one he was because I forgot my rank. Mm. When he went up, they went up on the Capitol yesterday and told him they need to impeach this dude.
Yeah.
And they throwing him in jail. No, seriously.
I believe it.
Because he was in full uniform, right? He's mm-hmm. still active duty.
Mm-hmm.
And he's either a major or a colonel. And so he just was telling all the things that has happened and why he thinks that they should do this.
Right.
And that's totally against the rules that you're supposed to, with the commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, a lot of people don't know when you're in the military, you're freedom of speech is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say everything that a civilian can say.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Certain things, you know.
Because he is your commander-in-chief, right? The president, mm-hmm. yeah.
So this guy had been in the military for 17 years, so he only had 3 to do the retirement for the 20. And he was a young guy, I think. He's in the early 40s or whatever.
He said impeaching.
Yeah. But see,
of all the rules and regulations you have to violate it, you want us to do rules over here, but you can't follow the rules where you at.
Mm-mm.
See, we got to
make him up as he go.
Well, I mean, the IRS said you can't audit him, his family, his friends, and nobody.
Right. That's what they're trying to pass. Did they? They didn't pass.
Yes,
that.
They did too.
When?
When that day when they was arguing about it, this passed.
Mm.
That he's got immunity.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm. I stopped watching the news because you know what? I'm not ready to kick over my TV and throw everything at it, too. I like, you know what? I'm shouting, trying to work and everything. I'm like, shoot, y'all. It's just crazy, though. It's crazy. It don't make any sense. You know, that you just let one man twist and turn everything that don't have no respect for
all over the world.
Yeah, don't have no respect for nobody.
Or anything.
Right. And it's just crazy.
All over the world.
Now everybody upset. Now they don't want to do this and do that, but you're still voting this kind of way. And wait.
Didn't they tell us?
Why are they paying the doggone house, the people in the house? They hardly even working. How are you still getting your paycheck?
Because they the ones that signing their own paychecks. They do. They make up their own salaries and stuff.
Because
anytime they want a raise, they get themselves a raise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, they've been getting rid of them.
Who's these people you talking
about? The Congress people,
the Congress, the House of Representatives.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, because they don't work. Every time they want them to vote on something, they send them home.
Pretty much.
They go home.
Oh, they done spent a lot of time at home.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time. And they getting a paycheck.
Yeah, they still getting paid.
And just like I told everybody when they were leaving work, why are you leaving work? We work for the people of the United States. We don't work for the president.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
He works for us, too.
Mm-hmm.
We give him his paycheck and everybody else up in government out of our tax dollars. That's how they get paid. But y'all gonna leave your job because he said he don't want you to work here no more?
Mm.
No, you don't do that. You don't do that. No, that's all. They're gonna have to fix it and come find me because I ain't going nowhere.
I'm not going nowhere.
I'm not.
It's kind of crazy because if you're working for one of those entities, Social Security, any of that stuff, mm-hmm. man. These guys is just trying to carve out the and the thing is just like back in the day when we used to play baseball, and if I can't play, I'm gonna take my baseball and bat and go home. Stop the whole game.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The trick is to have more than one baseball.
Right.
And that's what people didn't know, you know. Yeah. Like, well, take yours and go home.
I mean, if they just stop, shut down. I said if anybody just stop working for about a week or two. That'll show something.
Don't do a target on them.
You targeting us, let's target you.
No,
back,
I'm just saying, you know, just like when we did target.
Reap what you sow, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what the word said.
Didn't we just have that? I mean, reap what you sow. That was the thought for the day.
Yep. Yeah, reap what you sow. Yeah. So it's gonna turn
and
around.
And no one's gonna get away with it. Anything.
Oh no. It's gonna show. When they do this election
somewhere.
In November.
Short term.
If it is election in November, turn out.
Plus people die.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they do.
People don't last forever.
Yeah, no, God moves.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. He does. Take people out, bring people back in.
That's what happened with Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and anybody after them.
Yep.
Well, that's true too.
We have our time to go, you know. Yep. I mean, everybody does.
That's true.
But they say when the Antichrist comes, he's going to be killed. For like, Christ was killed for like 3 days. He was dead and buried. Mm-hmm. And he's going to come back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to wonder after him and worship him. Who can be like him? Who can make war with him? Antichrist.
Let me tell you something. What was interesting was I was reading the passage about the lady at the well.
Mm-hmm.
And just like what you just said, number one, that lady didn't know anything about Christ.
No.
But after he talked to her, he convinced her he was who he was.
Right.
She went and convinced other people.
Right.
Now, I'm saying that based off of what you just said.
Right.
Them people that's following that nonsense, they don't know who the real Christ is because they don't recognize what his works and what he's doing.
Right.
So if he dies and come back, you know, what's your purpose for doing that? Because Jesus died and came back so that we could have salvation.
Yeah, right.
So why are you dying and coming back?
Damnation.
Mm. Oh, you damn
it's going to be the opposite.
Oh, I see what that
and
is.
And those people who...
Well, I can give them that without all the death. We need to give them that straight.
And all them people who follow him and take his mark.
Well, did you see when they went to the
can't be saved.
When they went to the fair, man, some of them people got in front of the arch, the one that had to go... Eagle.
Yeah, they said that was out of cardboard or something. It was a replica of what he's going to build.
They did.
It is true, though.
That's why
I know. He's going to build one. I seen it. I saw it.
But they was kneeling in front of this thing. You
praise
know, violent.
Him.
Yeah, his subjects.
They think they funny.
No,
they serious.
These people serious.
They dead serious.
These people were serious. Cause it's about 10, 11 people, 12 people or so doing that. And he was just bowing down.
I mean, for them to say that he was like Christ, that, you know, but you haven't died. He hasn't died and came back. You got shot in the ear.
You get shot
in the ear because you ain't got nothing missing in your ear, first of all, because your ear don't bleed and it don't come back.
Don't nobody believe that. I don't think nobody believes
all
that.
All the attempts, all the fainting.
If you're scheduling your own assassination, you're not supposed to be killed.
Right. He may not be
The other people are getting killed because you playing around.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
That's what's happening.
And then you got to look at also, like you're saying, they done attempted to assassinate you three, four times.
Then you ain't dead.
Right.
They were successful with Lincoln. and Kennedy. And Malcolm and
one
and,
shot, right?
Right, 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 right.
And Mega Ebert. They were
yeah,
real.
All of them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It didn't take no 4-5 tries at them.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So why are they shooting at you so many times?
Right, right, right. Please. And all, and then they used to have a stage of like mafia style. You at your dinner, they didn't come by the restaurant shooting up the restaurant.
And the last
that
guy,
boy slid
the
across
last
the
guy,
floor. He slid across the floor shooting. I said, "What?"
Yeah, and he wasn't even in the right place.
Yeah, he outside the dinner.
Yeah, he ain't even got in the joint yet. He shooting and ain't hit nobody. And then they shot about 5 or 6 times. Ain't hitting nothing.
Oh,
hitting the walls, they all blanks, man.
I mean, that's what I said. It was like it was a mafia style dog go shooting. Like y'all at the dinner at the restaurant, and they got to come kill the mob.
Yeah,
but you know what? That was my words when he first ran. I said it. We getting ready to be ran by the mob. And when he put all the people up in there, they was cussing at us and everything.
He's always ran with the mobsters and stuff, man. I mean, that's what he was known for.
That's why. Like, what was it? The mayor up there in New York at the time. What you gonna do? Come, I'm sitting here waiting for you. What you gonna do to me?
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
What was his
Cuomo,
name?
Cuomo. What you gonna do? I'm right here. that was during COVID.
Cuomo, won't you light my fire?
I like Cuomo. Yeah, you got
they could.
I like the one they got now too.
Yeah, Von Dolly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call him. What they lady said? They calling him a communist.
That's good.
Oh, they used to call us that too.
Mm-hmm. They're
communist. They're communists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's from Nigeria. Yeah, I don't think he's communist, but he's a Nigerian.
Yeah, we wasn't either. Mm-hmm. We over here with them. What do you mean communist? Mm-hmm. But that's how they branded us. But anyway, we are out of time for the first hour. Hopefully, you enjoyed that hour. I know we was everywhere, but that's what makes it so much fun.
Yep.
So please come back at 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. We'll still be here. Willie Harris, Tap One, his son Isaiah, my sister Anita, and Samani, her granddaughter.
Oh,
so we'll all be here. And Linda Sims.
Is it with a T or S?
Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. Thank you and God bless. Happy 4th of July.
Ciao.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, he's never asked anybody that question.
No, I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
you weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and Obama. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com. Marion Self Storage is a proud supporter of WGH Talk Radio. Telephone number 220-666-0956, email info@marionohselfstorage.com. Web address, www.marionohselfstorage.com. Address, 1377 Marion Waldo Road. Marion Self Storage. Telephone number, 220-666-0956. WGH Talk celebrates America 250. In November of 1914, a new theater arose at the site of the former Grand Opera House, which had been destroyed by a fire in 1910. The Marion Elks Club, which owned the adjoining property, had purchased the ruins. Using the front facade that remained following the fire, the Elks rebuilt the entertainment venue. Opened on November 6th, the Alhambra Theater held 845 seats and was decorated with dark green velvet carpet. Operated primarily as a vaudeville house, the entertainment offerings were changed twice a week. In 1916, the theater was renamed the Grand Theater and later the Ohio Theater in 1930. In 1949, following an elaborate renovation and expansion, the new Ohio opened for customers and remained in operation until the early 1960s. In 1969, Cinema Ohio began operations, featuring family-type movies with adult movies available in the evening. Since the 1979 closing of Cinema Ohio, numerous renovation projects have been contemplated and occasionally even commenced, but without completion.
At POET, when we look to the future, we look to agriculture. We want to thank farmers for their dedication and hard work that sustains our rural economies. You play a pivotal role in shaping our world and our communities for the better. As POET produces American-made biofuels, we are proud to create local jobs and expand grain markets for local farmers. For more information, visit poet.com/Marion. And enjoy the 2026 Marion County Fair, and we look forward to celebrating the 250-year birthday of our great nation.
And now, AdamTheComputerGuy.com presents Great Moments in Celebrity Computer Repair History.
All right, Elvis, ready to record.
Hold on a second, fellas. The lyrics aren't showing up on my screen. Better call my friend Adam, Adam the Computer Guy. Tell him I said my system's all shook up.
Yo, Adrian. I'm getting ready to eye-punch my iPad. Like, these graphics are very slow. Better call Adam, the computer guy, you know? Tell him my computer is down for the count.
Hello, Adam, the computer guy? It's Kermit the Frog. My screen has gone green. I think my computer caught a bug, which is strange because normally that's my job.
Computer problems? Call Adam, the computer guy, at 614-530-ADAM. That's 614-530-2326. Fast, economical, and courteous computer support, and visit Adam online at adamthecomputerguy.com.
Oh, thank you, Adam. Thank you very much.
We are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Marilyn Meskey has the distinction of being twice crowned Miss Ohio in 1931 and 1938, and Miss America in 1938. Meskey was christened Mary Ellen Spurrier in 1917 near Lima, Ohio. While still an infant, her mother surrendered custody to her maternal grandparents, Charlie and Clara Meskey. Following her adoption, she was renamed Marilyn, given her grandmother's surname of Meskey, and reared in the family home on South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio. While still a child, she exhibited a talent for dance and received formal dance instruction throughout her childhood. She later became a tap dance instructor, using the family's living room as her studio. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
The Talking Place.
I'm an IT guy, and I have an office, and I've got some computers in there, and occasionally they break down. Who do I turn to? What do I do? Well, I can always listen to Adam the Computer Guy. He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam the Computer Guy, right here.
Today's top and trendy technology topics with yours truly. Every Wednesday and Thursday between 12:13 p.m. and 1, right here on The Talking Place.
Marion Self-Storage is a proud supporter of WGH Talk Radio. Telephone number 220-666-0956. Email info@marionohselfstorage.com. Web address www.marionohselfstorage.com. Address 1377 Marion Waldo Road. Marion Self Storage. Telephone number 220-666-0956.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
It's time for news. News about people, places, and plans. Live from the newsroom, I'm the man with a golden voice, Ted Williams.
This is Adam Lepp in the newsroom. Marion County Prosecuting Attorney Ray Grogan has announced that Mark Kelly has been found guilty on both sexual assault felony counts against him following a two-day jury trial. He faces a potential sentence of life in prison without parole. The case began on October 24th of 2024 when the grandmother of the victim reported to law enforcement that her four-year-old grandson had disclosed being raped by Kelly. The disclosure occurred after the victim told his grandmother that he and the defendant shared a, quote, secret that he was not supposed to tell anyone. The following day, City Police Officer Matt Malden interviewed Kelly at his residence on Blaine Avenue. The residence also operated as an in-home daycare through Kelly's then-wife. During the interview, Kelly acknowledged that the victim had been inside his home and in his bedroom. Rather than accepting any responsibility, Kelly denied the allegations, describing the victim as an angry child who hates everybody, and suggested that the allegations were motivated by animosity from the victim's grandmother, who had previously supervised him while they worked together at Whirlpool. Kelly also blamed the victim's mother for the accusations. On October 30th of 2024, the victim participated in a forensic interview at Children's Hospital. During that interview, the victim disclosed that Kelly had sexually assaulted him. Throughout the interview, the victim consistently identified Mark Kelly as the individual who abused him and demonstrated the disturbing conduct he described. Following the investigation, the county grand jury indicted Kelly on one count of rape, a felony of the first degree, and one count of gross sexual imposition, a felony of the third degree. The matter proceeded to trial earlier this week before Judge Todd Anderson. Grogan's assistant prosecutors John Scott and Parker Schwartz presented testimony from the victim's grandmother, a Children's Hospital forensic interviewer, and investigating officer Matt Malden. The jury also viewed the admissible portions of the victim's recorded forensic interview and an interview with Kelly. After deliberations, the jury found Kelly guilty on both counts. Judge Anderson ordered Kelly remanded to jail, pending sentencing. Quoting Prosecutor Grogan, "This case began because a grandmother listened carefully to a child and took his words seriously. The victim was only 4 years old, but he was able to tell trusted adults what happened, and that courage helped bring this case before a jury. Cases involving very young children require patience, care, and disciplined investigative work. Officer Malden, the forensic interviewer, and our prosecution team treated this case with the seriousness it deserved from the very beginning. This verdict reflects careful preparation and a clear presentation of the evidence. When a child is victimized, our office will do everything within the law to seek accountability and protect the vulnerable. Again, those are the words of County Prosecutor Ray Grogan. Mark Kelly will be sentenced at a later date. City Hall will be closed on Friday, July 3rd for the Independence Day holiday. Kensington Place between Mount Vernon and Indiana Avenues will be closed on Wednesday the 1st and Thursday the 2nd from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. while Columbia Gas is completing work in the area. A detour will be in place to direct traffic. And now, from the Weather Center, 95 and mostly sunny Thursday, clear 75 Thursday night, Friday 95, some clouds, a passing shower or thunderstorm is possible, 71 with showers and thunderstorms developing on Friday night. Saturday, 90 with rain and or thunderstorms expected in the afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms, 69 Saturday night. Then mid-80s for Sunday through the rest of next week. Adam Lepp reporting for The Talking Place.